How London was awarded the 2012 Olympic Games. Daley Thompson, Prince of Decathlon Champions, celebrated the triumph by wearing a t-shirt emblazoned with famous English victories in battle after London had snatched the 2012 Summer Olympics from the grasp of Paris. Below the names of Crécy, Agincourt and Waterloo was the line Singapore 2005. As Thompson strutted round the conference centre in the Stamford Hotel, there were many rejoicing British officials who scarcely believed that London had won the vote of the International Olympic Committee ahead of Paris, the clear favourite. London achieved an astonishing comeback from what had appeared to be a losing campaign. Paris had failed to get the 1992 and 2008 Games, and the city was always the front runner to become the first city to host the Olympics three times. But it was opposed by several of the world's leading cities, Madrid, New York, Moscow, as well as London. London initially was struggling. After Manchester had failed to get the 2000 Games, the British Olympic Association took on board the comment of one IOC member, "We know you are serious when you come back with London." And so the BOA planned a new long-term strategy, eventually centred on turning a run-down part of East London into a splendid new park, studded with sports facilities, while also using many well-known tourist sites as a backdrop to other sports. But there were questions on whether London could deliver the venues on time, because the rebuilding of Wembley Stadium had been a fiasco, eventually opening 4 years after scheduled. In addition, the 2005 World Athletics Championships were awarded for London, only for Britain to withdraw. Meanwhile, Paris had competently staged the 2003 World Championships and the sport that is the centrepiece of the Games. London also changed its leadership, with Barbara Cassani stepping down in 2004 to be replaced by Sebastian Coe as chairman of the organising committee. Although Cassani should be credited with employing some talented figures to help with the drive to persuade the International Olympic Committee that London could be trusted with the stewardship of the Games, she was not immersed in the Olympic sports. Her replacement was Coe, a double Olympic champion who had competed alongside several of the people who would be voting and was almost an adopted son of Juan Antonio Samaranch, the former IOC member, but a man still with a huge influence among the members. Paris, as the favourite, decided that safety was its best option and did little. However, London went on the attack and promoted the London Games as ones for youth of the world. Whereas the French politicians jostled for position in Singapore, London emphasised the multicultural dimension of its vision for the Games. With the British Prime Minister Tony Blair individually lobbying the IOC members in private in his hotel room, a tactic never used before, and Coe delivering a mesmerising speech to the members, London's momentum became unstoppable. When Madrid went out of the voting before the last ballot, enough of its supporters, influenced by Samaranch's wishes, switched to London to enable it to defeat Paris by 54 votes to 50. As Wellington said after the Battle of Waterloo, "It was the nearest run thing you ever saw in your life, but the British were again victorious."